guess you could say that we've been pretty adversely affected by it. We also recently lost a uncle that lived down in Oregon. And so, yeah, it's been kind of tough. Been rough.
Well, if we can start with you, Pete, since you had it as well, when did you have COVID?
I had COVID about, I think I contracted it in early March of last year. The only symptom that I really had at the beginning was sinus pressure and pain. And then one day I couldn't taste and I couldn't smell, which was very out of character for me because I had a very acute sense of smell. And that's still completely gone for the most part. I get little hints of scents and odors here and there, but nothing's accurate and nothing smells like I'm used to.
Okay, just so I'm clear, what you're telling me is that you've basically lost your sense of smell and taste for about a year?
Yeah, it's been gone for a little over a year now.
Wow, I can't even imagine that.
Unfortunately, the foods that I really can kind of taste are foods that aren't that great for you, like bacon. Bacon's one of the things that I can kind of taste. Savory meats are something that I can taste. You know, recently I've started eating liverwurst, like it's going out of style, just because there's a flavor in there that I can detect, and it's just so nice to be able to taste something. But 90% of the food I eat now is all about texture. A big bowl of mushy quinoa just isn't that fun. I can detect salty. I can detect sweet, savory flavors. I can detect. I can kind of smell coffee, but it doesn't smell like coffee anymore. It's just like that burnt part of the flavor and aroma of coffee is the only part that I can detect, which really sucks. And then I get like phantom smells. I went through probably 3-4 days where it smelled to me like somebody was smoking a cigar. And, you know, of course, nobody was. And this last trip that I did while I was on the boat, and I could smell what I thought was either cigarette smoke or some kind of smoke. And nobody on the boat was a smoker. You know, it's just like these phantom scents that I catch. And there's nothing that's accurate.
Wow. I can't imagine how difficult that would be, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's difficult. You know, like we're living in a fifth wheel trailer now. We sold our house. You know, if there were a propane leak or something like that, there's no way that I would notice it because I absolutely can't smell propane. I can't smell or taste garlic at all. You know, which garlic oil is what they use to put the scent in propane, because propane by itself is odorless. And so I'm very reliant on other people for things like that.
Well, Pete, what about your other symptoms? How long did they last?
Maybe 2 weeks. I mean, the only symptoms that I had as far as, other than loss of sense and smell, was sinus pressure and a sinus headache. You know, don't get me wrong, it was a bad sinus headache. But I never developed a fever. I never got a cough or anything like that. I just had sinus pressure and a sinus headache. And then all of a sudden, one day, I couldn't smell or taste.
Now, this was at the beginning of the pandemic. I know your dad, Pete Erickson Sr., was perhaps the only Petersburg resident that we have on the books as having died from the disease. What was that like for you and Chris, for you two? From what I understand, he was in the hospital in Seattle for other conditions, but then he contracted the disease there.
It was so early on that I think even the medical professionals didn't have, it was just so new. I mean, he had so much other stuff going on. What COVID did is basically just took a man who's already on his knees and just, you know, dealt him the final blow.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about that because I have heard, you know, some people kind of think, well, you know, they're sick anyway. So what was that like for you?
He was improving. He passed away on March 16th, but on March 11th, I was being handed discharge paperwork for rehab facilities in the Seattle area. I mean, that's how quickly it took a turn. And it was like a truck hit us. It made it real. I mean, we were laughing at people in the stores even earlier that day as they're jumping to get away from you if you get too close. And there wasn't a mask mandate yet here. So we still, you know, I had so much anger for that doctor that did the swab and convinced he was wrong. And it just...
Because immediately after he suggested that my dad be tested, immediately it was a no visitor policy for my dad, and the family could no longer see him. And so, you know, we got him to bend the rules for us so that we could go in one at a time and say goodbye 2 days later, or a few days later. But yeah, the next day we headed back home and we pulled in and both got tested for COVID along the way. And then my results came back positive and Chris's came back negative, which was kind of a shock because Kim spent almost every day with my dad in the hospital with him. Well, he was positive for COVID. He was coughing and sneezing and wiping his face and wiping his nose and stuff. And, you know, Chris is right there in the room with him. She never contracted it, which is just amazing.
So you've never had COVID, Chris?
No, couple and med staff joke that I should sell my blood, but until I get the right dollar amount offered, that will just not happen.
Now you mentioned that you also lost an uncle.
Yeah, well, actually, it would be like a cousin to my dad's, first cousin of my dad's, who passed away. Him and his wife is actually my dad's cousin. They both contracted COVID at the same time. Both ended up in the hospital at the same time. She got better right away, the wife did. And unfortunately, he never did. It was one of those deals, you know, they were able to keep him alive and everything, but you can only be on the ventilator for so long. After you're in the hospital for a couple of weeks, you know, every day you're there is that much less of a chance that you'll ever get out of there.
And then my uncle, I mean, he was in there for just shy of 60 days. And
yeah.
He's out, but he's definitely got COVID lung and he's still on oxygen and he was healthy before it got him. So, I mean, everybody just reacts so differently.
Wow. So we're talking two uncles.
Yes.
60 days is a long
one
time.
One on each side of the family.
Yeah.
Okay.
60 days is a long time. He was in and then he was, you know, and the doctors, they just said, we just don't want to have to intubate him. So then... You know, 2 weeks goes by and the day of intubation comes, there's just this fear of dread. And they said, okay, well, we just need him off within 3 weeks because it's not good for him to be on any longer. 3 weeks comes, they do a, you know, tracheotomy and he's on the trach. And we're thinking this is it, but he's been home for a couple months now and he's doing well. He's his lung strength's coming back.
That's good to hear. But it's also interesting that some people seem to be pretty healthy, but they still have complications.
For sure.
Yeah. But then, I mean, I have another set of aunt and uncles, two of them actually, that live in Kent that are in their late 70s, early 80s now. Yeah. And both couples contracted COVID and just rolled straight through it like nothing, which... You would think at that age, and you know, they're not super healthy. I mean, one's diabetic, the other one has had lung issues for a long time. It was like no big deal. it was no big deal for them. I mean, it's a strange virus. It's so odd how it affects different people differently.